Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Shop Here All Year program in Kenai officially kicks off today. It goes through the end of March. It's a program that involves $335,000 in direct incentives to shoppers to shop locally from February 1st to April 1st. Originally, the program was set to include around $100,000 and only last for a month. After hours of heated debate at the most recent city council meeting for Kenai, the program had been expanded. City Manager Paul Ostrander explains what this means.
We've got a program, $335,000 that goes directly towards vouchers and $15,000 for administration. It runs from February 1st until April 1st, or the end of March, so 2 months, and then the vouchers would have to be spent by the end of April. The intent of these programs was to try to provide funding for small businesses that were impacted the greatest amount by COVID. The essentials, people certainly still focused on those, but the businesses that don't provide those essential non-discretionary items, you know, that would be restaurants or small stores that maybe provide or sell some type of, items that would be considered discretionary. Those types of stores were impacted significantly through COVID because people very much focused on purchasing the essentials, you know, fuel and utilities and rent and groceries, those things that you need to live. So the focus of the program was very much to try to provide funding for those businesses that were impacted the most by COVID-19.
Ostrander said this is likely not the last time we'll see programs of this nature in Kenai.
On my conversations with council, they know that the city reaching out and helping those in our community that need it the most, they are not done doing that. They're very focused on making sure they can identify who needs the money the most and making sure that they can help those folks make it through this.
For more information, visit the Kenai Chamber of Commerce's website. Two Kenai residents were arrested in Sterling on Saturday, January 30th. Alaska State Troopers conducted an equipment and a moving violation traffic stop near mile marker 75.5 of the Sterling Highway, located near Skelak Lake Road. A subsequent investigation revealed the vehicle operator, 46-year-old Emil Ruck of Kenai, had a felony warrant for his arrest. Further investigation revealed Ruck was in possession of and transporting a prohibited weapon, which was identified as a sawed-off shotgun. Ruck's passenger, 37-year-old Magira Beck, found in possession of and transporting a prohibited weapon, which was a sawed-off shotgun. Beck is identified as a convicted felon and is prohibited from possessing a firearm capable of being concealed on her. Additionally, troopers report that Beck is on conditions of release for felony drug charges. Ruck, arrested for warrant and third-degree misconduct involving weapons. Beck, arrested on two counts of third-degree misconduct involving weapons and one count of violating conditions of release. Both were remanded at Wildwood pretrial. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.